This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Panic at an Indonesian soccer match left 174 people dead, most of whom were trampled to death after police fired tear gas to dispel riots. East Havas Vice Governor Emil Dardak said Sunday that 100 more people are being treated for injuries, and 11 of them are in critical condition. Riots broke out after the host, Rima FC of East Havas Malang City, lost to Persebaya of Surabaya 3-2. The rioting spread outside the stadium, where at least five police vehicles were toppled and set ablaze. Riot police responded by firing tear gas, which it banned at soccer stadiums at FIFA, that sent hundreds of fans running for the exits. Saturday's match is one of the deadliest sporting events that have occurred in the world. Rescuers have evacuated stunned survivors cut off by Hurricane Ian on Florida's largest barrier island. The state's death toll has risen sharply amid all of their recovery efforts. Florida now has 47 confirmed deaths. Ian was one of the strongest U.S. hurricanes on record when a Category 4 storm smashed ashore midweek. When many storm victims were left isolated with limited cell phone service and lacking basic amenities like water and power. As of late Saturday night, nearly 1 million customers in the state of Florida still had no electricity at all. Hundreds of thousands of people are still sweltering without the power in the state days after Ian and his rampage from Florida to the Carolinas thus far. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. After being encircled by Ukrainian forces, Russia pulled troops out Saturday from an eastern Ukrainian city that had been using as a frontline hub. It was one of the latest victories for the Ukrainian counteroffensive that has humiliated and angered the Kremlin. Russia's withdrawal from Lyman complicates its internationally vilified declaration day earlier that had annexed four regions of Ukraine, an area that includes Lyman. Taking the city paves the way for Ukrainian troops to potentially push further into land that Moscow now illegally claims as its own. Russian forces blindfolded and detained the head of Europe's largest nuclear plant, Ukraine's nuclear power provider said Saturday, reigniting long simmering fears over the plant's security. The alleged kidnapping on Friday apparently took place shortly after Russian President Vladimir Putin escalated the war in Ukraine and pushed it into a new dangerous phase by annexing four Ukrainian regions that Moscow fully or partially controls and heightening threats of nuclear force. Putin on Friday signed treaties to absorb the Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia regions of Ukraine, including the area around the nuclear plant. In a rare softening of hostile relations, Venezuela freed on Saturday seven imprisoned Americans in exchange for the United States releasing two nephews of the president, Nicolas Maduro's wife, who had been jailed for years on narcotics convictions. The swap of Americans, including five oil executives held for nearly 5 years, follows months of back-channel diplomacy by senior U.S. officials, secretive talks with a major oil producer, that took on greater urgency after sanctions on Russia put pressure on global energy prices. The deal amounts to an unusual gesture of goodwill by Maduro as a socialist leader looks to rebuild relations with the U.S. after vanquishing most of its domestic opponents. While the White House denied any change in policy toward Venezuela is afoot, the freeing of Americans could create political space for the Biden administration to ease crippling oil sanctions on Venezuela if Maduro shows progress and on-again, off-again talks with his opponents. A group of Afghan women protested a suicide bombing that killed or wounded dozens of students in a Shiite education center in the capital, Kabul, demanding better security from the Taliban-run government. The demonstration on Saturday was quickly broken up by the Taliban police. The bomber struck an education center Friday packed with hundreds of students in a Shiite neighborhood, killing at least 19 people, wounding 27. Among the casualties were teenagers taking practice university entrance exams. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.